What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? That, you know, dolls and bicycles and blocks and all that, they're all...
Toys. Toys.
Okay, now, I'm going to say a word. We're getting pretty close to the end now. Like, certain words show a change in time, you know. And, like, I'll say to you, I hear some singing, and you'd say, has that song ever been? And you use that word, singing, and you change it to fit into the sentence where I go like that, you know. So I'd say, this word is singing. Has that song ever been?
Sung.
Right. That's all you have to do is just, you know, fill it in. And then you might say, yes, I... It yesterday.
I heard it yesterday. I sang.
Now, you got to use that word singing there. See?
Sang?
Uh-huh. Now, any time that I say the word with, like, buying or eating or something like that, when I use the ing on the end,
mm-hmm.
that's the word that I need you to change in the sentences. And I'll signal with my hand for right the place where the word goes in. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been yet?
Bought yet?
And I'd say, yes, I, the groceries yesterday.
I bought the groceries yesterday.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might say to me, have the apples been already?
Peeled?
Yeah, but not peeled. I need you to use the word eating.
Oh, I understand that.
Have the apples been already?
I think he's confused about it. It's a certain tense for the verb, present tense, past tense, and past perfect. Like eat, eaten, and ate.
You know, I just need you to say the different
eaten.
Parts.
Eaten.
Okay, but don't, you know, like, I'm not testing here to see, you know, asking you to see if this is correct or that is correct. I just need to know what you would say. And I guess it's kind of hard when you're married to a teacher because they like to say things right all the time.
Well, he does. He uses very good English if he understands what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I don't think I explained this well enough. I'm sorry. Now, so I'd say if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been already?
Well, I can't get that word. I can't. It just doesn't come.
Okay. Would you say something? Have the apples been eat already?
Eaten already, yeah. I eat already.
Which would you say?
Eaten already.
And I'd say, yes, I them yesterday.
I ate them yesterday?
Uh-huh. That's all I need you to do is just work with that one word
one
with
word,
ing.
Okay.
And this is, there aren't too many of this. I'm going to rush right through them and get them out of the way. If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you your coffee yet?
Had.
Right.
Drank.
Pardon?
Drunk or drank.
Yeah, now which one would you say? Have you your coffee yet?
Drunk.
Okay, thank you. And I might answer, yes, I...
Have. I drank.
It a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. If we're talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been?
Climbed?
Uh-huh. And now I'd say, yes, a boy it yesterday.
Climbed it yesterday.
Right. If we're talking about doing some work, now the word is doing. You might ask, has that work already been...
Done.
Yes, they... It yesterday.
They did it yesterday. Did it.